Today we participate or partake Lord's Communion.
今天是我们守主餐。
As a matter of fact, today's topic is focused on the communion.
然后今天我们的讲到的主题也是要讲到纪念主的杯跟饼。
Our Apostle Paul has written to the Church of Corinthians.
保罗他是写信给哥林多教会。
Because they got some problem.
因为这个教会很有一些问题。
And he gave some instruction so to help them to find the right track.
所以他就写信指示他们如何去能够改进这些问题，走到正途上。
And today we're going to go through First Corinthians chapter 11.
所以我们今天要念的就是哥林多前书第十一章。
In remembrance of the Lord.
纪念主的杯，主的饼。
From the very beginning, our apostle said, "In the following directives, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good."
然后我们看到从第十七节开始，保罗就是就说我现今吩咐你的话不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是招损。
So there is an expectation from our Apostle Paul.
所以这里表示保罗对他们是有所期待的。
As a matter of fact, to all of us.
实际上对我们众人也是有所期待的。
This is the very simple principle.
这个非常简单的道理。
When we gather for meeting or meetings.Should do always do good to us, but never do harm.
所以当我们聚集的时候，应该是都是有益的，不是有损的。
This is a very simple index for us. You should find out from your spirit.
所以这是一个非常简单的道理，然后在你的心里，你的灵里应该有这样的一个期许。
I don't encourage you to do this, but.This is a very simple principle.
我并不赞成这样做，但是这是一个很简单的道理，一个原则性的道理。
If you go to a meeting,
如果你去了一个聚会，
your spirit tell you this meeting is not going to do me any good but harm. You need to walk away right away.
如果你去的当中，你的圣灵感动你说这个聚会对你是一点好处都没有，而且是有坏处的话，我是建议你就转扭头就走。
Because this is a basic principle for us.
因为这是一个很基本的一个属灵的原则。
Because our spirit is very precious.
因为我们的灵命是一个非常宝贵的东西。
We do not want to toxicate our spirit.
因为我们不想让我们的灵性能够受到这个污损。
Let's continue. Paul said, "In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church,There are divisions among you, and to some extent, I believe it.
好，接着第十八节，他说：第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。
Allow me to point a very simple issue here is when you come together as a church.
让我指出一个很简单的道理，就是当我们以教会的名义来聚集的时候。
He didn't say, "Let us go to a church."
他不是说让我们去一个教会。
See, actually, the church is not a building.
所以我们知道教会不是一个建筑物。
Church is people.
教会就是众人。
Those people were called by God that form a church.
教会就是这些盟主所招的一些人，这个就叫做教会。
See, there are so many gathering, like maybe any club, they gather together, but they are not church.
我们世间有很多不同的聚会，好比说一些俱乐部等等的，但他们不能够成为一个所谓的教会。
Because they were not called by God.
因为他们不是盟主所召的。
So we come together. Now this is a church.
所以当我们在这里的时候，我们因为盟主所召，所以这个就是教会。
This area we can call a church building or a sanctuary.
我们可以把这个建筑物说一个教会的建筑物。
教堂。
教堂。
But not a church.
但是不是教会。
So we may go out to the mountain area and we have a worship over there. Then over there, there is a church.
我们很可能到一个深山上面去，然后大家聚集在一起。 那个就是教会。
Now Paul wants to point out something. When we gather together as a church, but then he said there are divisions among you.
这保罗就说，当你们就是以在教会里聚集的成为一个教会的时候，但是你们当中居然有分门别类。
They did. People want to divide others from them.
那大家这彼此有这个嫌隙，彼此这分别。
You come from north and I come from south, so we can divide.
Yeah, 很多原因都可以变成一个分别别类的原因。好，比如说你是北方来了，我是南方来了，啊，我们就是不一样，我们就分开。
You are Republican and I'm Democrat, so we can divide.
Yeah, 你是民主党，我是共和党，哈，我们就是分开的。
Maybe you are wealthy, but I'm poor.
或者是你是有钱人，我是不太有钱的人，啊，我们就是不一样。
You graduate from Harvard and I came from Yale.
哦，你是这个常春藤学校哈佛毕业的，那我就是 Cal State 毕业的。
So then form a little circle.
所以就是每个人有个小小的圈子。
And once you stay in that little circle, you never get out your comfort zone.
如果你只是就是聚集在这个小小的圈子里，你永远没有办法跨过这个门槛。
And people feel safety within that little circle.
在这个小圈里，你觉得非常舒适，非常安全。
And they enjoy each other.
然后彼此都互相享受彼此。
They share the same topic, the same language, the same value.
很多同样的事情，有共同点，我们同样的语言，我们同样的价值观。
That turn our division in the church.
所以如此就形成教会里面的分门别类。
And once division occur, then what will happen?
当我们有了个分门别类的时候，会发生什么事情呢？
The outsider being rejected cannot get in.
外面的人就不能进来，没有办法被我们接受。
And the insiders got stuck, they cannot get out.
里面的人呢，就变成就是卡在那里出不去了。
Then that surely discord, division will come.
所以当然，这个分门、这个别类、这个混乱就会发生。
Are you staying in your own circle?
你是不是就是待在你自己这个所属的一个小圈子里呢
？Have you get out from your little circle to reach other people, even in the sanctuary?
就在我们这个教堂里面，你是不是曾经尝试过从你小圈子里面走出去，去伸出手去接待别的人呢
？There are quite a few people that you never say hello or shake hands or greet for almost a year.
有些人很可能一年了，你都没有跟别的人打过招呼、握过手。
Then this time, this kind of a gathering, the church is not what God expects.
这样的一个聚会的话，这不是神的本意。
And let's continue. No doubt, there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval.
第十九节，在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些经验的人显明出来。
The translation in Chinese, not really very correctly reveal what that means.
中文的翻译也许不能够显明它真正的意思。
As a matter of fact, over here, Paul said, "I accept there are differences among you."
这里保罗本意说，我知道我们中间都是有些不同的。
Differences are okay.
不同是可以的，是没问题的。
But not division.
但是不同跟分门别类、结党是不一样的。
Because we are not the same.
我们都有不同的地方。
So this is allowable.
那这是完全是可以的。
So this is the principle. Division, no. Differences, yes.
所以另外一个原则就是，有分别、有分差是可以的。但是如果分党结类、分门结党的话就不行。
But the difference, there is a criteria.
但是这个不同点还是有一个原则。
The difference need to get God's approval.
这个不同必须需要得到神的认许。
In simple way is you need to follow the biblical principle stated in the Bible.
简单的说，你这个所谓的不相同也必须要合乎圣经的这个意思，神的本意。
And let's continue. Verse 20 said, "When you come together, it is not the Lord's supper you eat."
二十节，你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐。
Apparently, the brothers and sisters in Corinthian, they thought Yes, this is the Lord's Supper.
很显明的，这些哥林多教会的人认为，哦，我们这样的做法就是吃主的晚餐了。
So, the majority of the church, they were in darkness, yet they did not recognize they are in darkness. They thought we are doing great.
所以大部分人很显然就是说，他们其实并不是非常明白这个道理，是在黑暗之中，但是他们不知道他们是在黑暗中，还以为自己做的还蛮不错的。
So, Apostle Paul said, "You thought you had communion? No, that's not Lord's Supper."
So, 保罗就说，你觉得你是吃的主的晚餐吗？不对的，你吃的不是主的晚餐，不是这么一回事。
Because among you there are divisions.
因为在你们中间是有些分门别党的。
And also, for as you eat, each of you goes ahead without waiting for anybody else. One remains hungry, another gets drunk.
因为吃的时候，个人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿，那个酒醉。
So apparently, during what they call Lord's Supper, it's a chaos.
所以他们认为所谓的主的晚餐其实是一团混乱的。
Some people came in still hungry.
有的人来了，最后还是没饱，吃不饱。
And you know what? Since that person is hungry, his eyes is looking at what?
所以既然这个人肚子还是很饿的话，你知道他眼睛看的是什么吗？
You probably won't believe. He looked at the bread.
你大概不会相信，但是他眼睛定睛看的就是那个饼。
And also the juice.
然后就是那个果汁。
Because he's hungry.
因为他肚子还饿呀。
And the other guy is get drunk, and he came into the church.
那有的人就是大吃大喝，甚至喝醉了。
So somebody still hungry, and some may be well fed, but some even get drunk.
So 就是看着这个不平等在那边，有的人就是吃不饱，那有的人吃的饱到就是醉了，酒醉饭饱的那个样子。
And Paul said, "Don't you have homes to eat and drink in, or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you for this?" Certainly not.
保罗说：“你们要吃喝，难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们怎么说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞。”
Allow me to share a little bit history about communion or Lord's Supper.
让我来跟大家分享有关主餐的一些历史。
At the very beginning, when the night Jesus was betrayed.
就在最初，当耶稣被卖的那一个晚上。
Before the betrayal, he sat down with his disciples.
在被卖的那个晚上，前一个晚上，耶稣跟着门徒坐下来吃最后的晚餐。
As usual, actually, he had dinner with them.
Yeah, 他跟他们一起吃晚餐。
So actually, Jesus had dinner with them all the time.
事实上，耶稣是跟他们常常在一起吃饭的。
And right after Jesus finished the dinner.
就在耶稣吃完了这个晚餐之后
，and they thought it's as usual.
他们就想例行公事吗？这就完了吗
？But Jesus knew his time has come.
但耶稣知道他的时刻马上要到了。
So right after the dinner, then he started to set up the communion.
所以在他吃完晚餐以后，他就开始设立这个主餐。
So it's after dinner, and then Jesus set up the communion or Lord's Supper.
所以事实上是在吃完饭了以后，晚饭了以后，耶稣就开始设立这个主的晚餐。
So the formal part of dinner is not Lord's Supper.
所以这个正式的这个所谓晚餐不是说吃饭这一部分。
It's after the dinner, then Jesus set Lord's Supper.
而是在吃完饭以后，耶稣所设立的这个晚餐。
And over the table, only 13 people, not many people.
所以他的这个桌子，耶稣那天晚上桌子里坐了大概13个人，不是很多人。
But now,Gospel spread to the Europe and to the Corinthian.
但耶稣不是这个福音慢慢传到欧洲是传到哥林多的时候。
So the population or the people in the church become crowded.
然后教会的人就越来越多。
And we saw it turn out a chaos.
所以就变得好像很混乱了。
And at that time, no more for supper.For dinner.
那个时候就变成没有所谓的这个吃晚饭这件事情。
But only for communion.
只有所谓的主餐。
But still people came with hunger.
但是还是有的人就是没饭吃啊，所以来了教会的时候是肚子是饿的。
Apparently they are poor.
很可能他们非常贫穷。
So they expect to come to the communion to grab some bread and drink some food, drink some juice.
所以他们来教会就希望有些饼啊，有些果，有些这个喝的东西。
So that's why Paul said you should stay home to eat and drink.
所以保罗就说你应该是在家里先吃饱喝足了再来。
For those poor brothers and sisters, you need to help to feed the poor.
所以那些真的很贫穷的人，弟兄姐妹们应该让他们在教会里能够 吃饱喝足。
So they won't come with hunger.
所以他们来的时候不至于还是饥饿的。
And shall never anybody come get drunk.
然后在任何人的情况，任何人都不应该说来了教会是一副醉醺醺的样子。
So that is a Corinthian time.
所以我们就讲了，这哥林多教会就是这么一副样，就是这个样子。
And now today.
我们想到今天
yeah, many people came.
也是很多人来了。
And we knew, always, we knew that we are not coming here for, I would say, brunch.
Yeah, 我们知道我们今天来的不是来做这个吃饭的哈。
And also not, this is not for supper or dinner.
也不是吃晚饭，也不是为了吃饭这回事。
So there are quite a few churches.They had their communion in the evening service.
So, 有些教会他们是主餐是在晚上守的。
Because they stick, that is Lord's Supper. So that means you need to take it in the evening.
因为他们说既然是主的晚餐，主餐晚上，所以我们就应该在晚上守主餐。
But we take it in the morning.
但是我们是在早上。
So we say this is communion.
所以我们知道我们说这是一个主餐。
But even that today.We may still have some mistake, chaos, and division.
但是即使到今日今天，我们还是有许多的混乱的事情，错误的事情。
Maybe we don't know how to distinguish the differences and division.
所以，我也许我们必须要分辨一下什么叫做有分别不分别，或者是有这个分门。两件事有什么不一样？
And we may not know what is God's approval.
而且我们不知道什么叫做神所许可的。
Hopefully today's message will give us the clear message.
希望我今天信息能够大家在这两点上能够有个清楚的明白。
We hope every meeting is do good but never do harm.
我们希望以后我们教会聚会的时候都是让人受益的，不是让人遭损的。
There is no division and no chaos.
而且也没有混乱，也没有分门别类。
And get God's approval.
然后也都是经过神的许可，神的认可的。
And Paul said, "For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread."
二十三节，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。
So we need to see how Paul teach the church.
So 我们来看一下保罗是如何教导这个教会的。
For all the meeting in the name of the Lord, you need to start it from God's revelation.
所以任何教会的聚会都应该从神的启示开始。
Because Paul never had a communion with Jesus.
这个保罗他并不是当日这个十三个门徒之间之中跟耶稣一起接受这个主餐的。
So he received from the Lord means he received a revelation from the Lord.
所以说他的领受是从主给他的启示来的。
If a meeting is not originated from God's revelation, that is no meeting at all in front of God.
所以这个聚会不是从神的启示而来的话，这个聚会在神看来就是一个。不是一个聚会。
And that very night, Lord Jesus, before he was betrayed, he took bread, and then he had given thanks, And he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
所以二十四节注谢了，就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Whatever you guys do, there's only one purpose.
所以不管你们是做什么，只有一个目的。
To remember him.
就是要去纪念主。
For all the meetings in his name, the only purpose, the sole purpose, is to remember him.
不管你任何以任何的名目来开这个开这个会。到结果最终的目的就是要纪念主。
We need to focus on him.
我们的目标应该是焦聚在主的身上。
God's grace and mercy through Jesus say, "This is my body, which is for you."
所以透过耶稣，主表达出他的恩典，就跟我们说，这是你们也应该，这是为你们舍的，你们也应该如此行。
For whom?
为了谁呢?
For whom?
为什么要如此行呢?
For whom?
为什么呢?
Anybody respond?
For whom? 大家有没有回答是什么? 为了什么? 纪念。 Okay, 纪念。
This is my body, which is for whom?
这是我的身体,为谁舍的?
For whom?
为谁舍的?Me, 为我舍的,
Don't use for us. For me, that make a big difference.
Yeah, so 为我们舍的, 所以这个非常
No. For me, not just for us.
为我舍的.
Jesus died for you.
So 耶稣是为你舍命的, 为你舍命的.
You only.
就是唯一,就是你。
This is the way that you remember him.
所以你就应该是如此的，这样想起来是纪念他的。
Not for anybody else, just for you.
不是你身边的或任何别的人，是为了你一个人。
And Jesus, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood." Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Jesus said, "This is my body. Take it. This is for you. For you."When you take it, remember me.
所以耶稣说，这是我的身体，是为你舍的，拿去吧，拿去吧。但是你每逢吃喝的时候要怎么样？要纪念我，要想到我。
This is my blood. Take it. This is for you. For you. But when you take it, remember me.
他同样说，这是我的血，是为你们舍的，是为你舍的，拿去吧。拿去吧，但是请你想到我，纪念我。
Why he repeatedly say in remembrance of me?
所以耶稣为什么一再的重复说，为的是纪念我呢？
This is pretty the same tone my wife remind me all the time.
所以就是同样的一再的提醒我们，一再的提醒我们。
Why need to keep on reminding you? Because you,We tend to forget.
为什么耶稣要一再的重复，一再的提醒我们呢？因为我们是非常健忘的。
He is the focus. He is the center.
他是所有注意力的中心点。
So in the communion, actually, you shall see nobody else.
所以在你受主餐的时候，你的注意力应该是不在任何人身上，或是你自己身上。
There shall not be anything from this world occupy your mind.
所以在那一刻，世界上任何东西都不应该进到你的心里。
Because at that time he said, please remember me.
因为耶稣一再的嘱咐说，在这一刻，请你纪念我，纪念我。
When we took the cup, then we started thinking about, oh, this afternoon there is an NBA, Golden State in Cleveland.
当我们在喝这个 juice, 就是耶稣的血的时候，我们脑里不要想着今天下午是什么，大家都知道哈。这个篮球赛哈，这个冠军赛。
Because all the meeting, the theme is only one, Jesus.
因为我们所有的聚会，我们的唯一的中心主题跟注意力就是只有一个，就是主耶稣基督。
Not any philosophy or idealism.
不是任何的理想，不是任何的哲学。
Not personal experience or humanism.
也不是所谓的个人的经验或者这个。任何的理想
or any love from fresh or worldly popular point of view
或者一些属世的所以 很潮流的这个主张或者是一些别的东西
In the meeting you shall see Jesus is here
在这个聚会里你所看到的应该就是主耶稣
He can walk, he can talk and he can order
他可以走动，他可以说话，他甚至可以命令你。
Then that is the meeting that Jesus expects.
这才是耶稣所要的聚会。
He is the center. He is the Lord. He is the master.
他是你的主人，他是你的中心，他是你的注意力的集中点。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death.Until he comes.
你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯是表明主的死只等到他再来。
That means this communion is a proclamation.
表示说这个主称是一种宣告。
This is the testimony.
就是主耶稣的这个见证。
This testimony is about Lord's death.
这个见证的是主耶稣的死。
When you take the bread and drink the cup,Tell people, tell this world, Jesus died. He truly died. And he died for a sinner here, me.
所以当你喝吃这个饼喝这个杯的时候等于在跟众人做一个见证说你看这就是我是主耶稣他为我死的。
When people sit by you and watching you have that bread and drink that cup, can they tell,Jesus died for you.
So, 当别人在看你拿这个吃这个饼喝这杯的时候，他们能够见证看到耶稣是为你死的吗？
If there is no testimony from there, you do it in vain.
所以当你吃这饼喝这杯的时候，如果没有什么见证的话，你这个吃喝就是白吃，也就是白喝。
We proclaim through this, Jesus died. He died on the cross for a sinner like me.
所以我们吃这饼喝这杯等于是向大众做一个宣告说你看主耶稣是为我死的。
But not only for that part.
但不只是如此。
We proclaim Lord's death until he comes.
不只是耶稣是为我死的而是说表明主的死而且是要只等到他再来。
I am a person with hope.
我是一个有盼望的人。
With goal.
是有一个目的的人。
With purpose.
是有一个有意义的人。
Because I'm waiting.
因为我在等待。
Because he is coming.
因为主会再来。
That's why I live.
所以我因此而活着。
This is my purpose of my life, to wait for his coming.
我的人生的目的，我的人生的意义就在于等候他的再来。
When he comes, he will going to judge.
当他来的时候，他要审判。
And I need to bring up my account.
然后我要在他面前要跟他交账。
I will be responsible for what I have done and say.
我在他面前要交代我今生所说的、所做的。
How glad I am! I'm waiting for him because I'm waiting for his compliment.
我是多么的兴奋，多么的高兴的要等他再来，因为我知道主再来的时候，他要称赞我。
He's gonna give me personally my rewards.
他要亲自把我的这个奖赏交给我。
That is how we proclaim Jesus' death until He comes.
这为就是为什么我们要宣告说我们纪念主的死，而且要只等到他的再来。
Are you sure you proclaim this to the world?
你有这样的确据吗？敢这样向世人做这样的宣告吗？
And further, therefore, whoever eats the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。
So communion, there is a very specific worthy manner.
所以在守主餐的时候，应该有一个很庄重的这个态度。
And this matter our meeting.
Sorry,
这个态度是。对我们的聚会是有关键性的。 And let's see how we can have communion in a worthy way or worthy manner.
好，我们来看一下怎么样能够在所主餐的时候能够守得有理，守得有价值。
Maybe we had communion as a habit, a tradition.
我们很久常常就是守主餐变成一个习惯了，一个传统。
But over here, Paul told us a man ought to examine himself before he eats the bread and drink of the cup.
这里保罗告诉我们，你们在吃喝主的饼杯之前，应该当省察自己。
We need to examine ourselves.
我们应该要省察自己。
For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment. On himself.
所以无论人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
So the very first step is what?
所以我们第一步是什么呢？
Some people say, yeah, I have tried to examine myself.
那有人就说，对啊，我也尝试着去省察自己啊。
So he started to check. Oh, I came to the church and I was speeding.
所以人就说，哦，对不起，我在到教会的途中，我好像有点超速。
Ah, Lord, forgive me.
啊，主啊，求你原谅我吧。
Or I should not watch some program, but I did.
也许我看了一些不应该看的这个电视节目。哦，哎，对不起。
I have eaten something that I should not eat.
或者吃了一些不应该吃的东西。
And then come up with a tiny list.
然后就开始列一个表。
And then this self-exam.
然后就哦，我省察了哈。
So this is how we self-exam ourselves.
也许我们就是以这样方式来自我省察的。
But Paul said this is not the point.
那保罗说这是好像有点不是不对的。
Verse 29 says, recognizing the body of the Lord.
29.
Recognizing the body of the Lord.
分辨主的身体。
See, how do we know that we have come short of the glory of To God.
我们如何能够知道我们是缺欠了神的荣耀呢？
Until you see God's glory.
直到你看到神的荣耀，你才知道哦，原来我在欠的差得太远了。
If we only self-exam, it's so easy.
如果我们只是省察自己，那就太容易了。
You just compare the people around you.
你只要跟别人比一比，说啊，我还不差了，还可以了。
I'm doing great.
甚至还说我做的还不错，还蛮好的。
But over here, say recognizing the body of the Lord.
那这里保罗的标准说，你要分辨主的身体。
Do you recognize Jesus?
你有拿主来做比较吗？
Because I got to experience the people who met, who recognized Jesus. Then what happened after that?
因为我知道有些人，如果你真的有人是能够分辨、认得出主的身体的话，会有些什么样的后果呢？
When you see Jesus, you will see the light.
当你看到主耶稣的话，你会看到这个光。
If you stand in front of the light, what you can see is not only just light, but you yourself.
当你看到这个光的时候，不只是光而已，你看相对的也看到自己。
Then you start to compare the Holy One and me.
然后你开始就把这个圣洁的这个圣者跟我来做一个对比。
That means you recognize the body.Of the Lord.
这就是你就分辨出主的身体了。
People did not see the light, then they can stay in the darkness and they can watch other people.
当你没有看到这个大光的时候，你是在黑暗中的话，你所看到只是旁边跟你差不多的人。
And how you can see others?
你怎么看到别人呢？
You can pinpoint, oh, they got this coming short. You can come out with a long list.
呀、yeah, ，我们很容易指出别人这个不对，那个不好，这个什么什么一大堆的啊，这个人是太差劲了。
Do you know why？
你知道为什么吗
？Because that person stand in front of light。
因为这个人是站在光的面前。
And you stay in the darkness。
而你是站在光的黑暗里的。
So you can see very clearly about that person。
所以你就可以看到这个人，因为他是这个人是在光里面，你看得
清楚。Where are you？
但是你在哪里呢
？You are in the darkness。
你在黑暗里啊。
You don't recognize Jesus。
你并不能分辨出主的身体。
So you still come out with, I'm doing not bad。
你还是很洋洋自得，说我做的还可以啊，不错的啦。
I check myself. It's so easy. Spend almost less than 1 minute. I got what come short。
然后你就花个几分钟列一个小小的清单，说哦，这个，好了，我审查了。
But Lord, I still got plenty time。
但是神让我还有很多时候。
So allow me to check or examine others。
哦、我时间还有剩下的、哦、那我来看看别人怎么样。
You do not recognize Jesus.
是因为你不能认识主。
And if you don't,
如果你不认识主
you eat and drink in the judgment on yourself.
所以当你吃喝的时候就吃喝自己的罪了。
So if we recognize Lord Jesus, then we self-examine.
如果我们能够先认识主的话，当我们自己醒察我们就会自己省察自己。
Jesus used an example, illustration.
耶稣用了一个例子。
Two persons came to the temple.
两个人到了圣殿里。
And one is Pharisees. He came out with a long list of how great he has done.
一个是法利赛人，他就把自己这个种种的这个好处、这个优点，统统讲了一大堆。
After he proclaimed all the good deeds, and then he said, "Oh, look at that tax collector over there."
把自己这个标扬的标奖了一大番的话，就开始只看旁边哦。刚才有个税吏，你看这个税吏
，He's not worthy。
啊，这个人是太差了。
And then Jesus point to the tax collector, and the tax collector not even dare to lift up his head, and kind of very shameful said, "Oh God, have mercy on this sinner."
耶稣就指出这个税吏连抬个头都不敢抬。就是很羞愧的说主啊我实在太不配了我实在是一个罪人
What make the difference?
分别在何呢
The Pharisees didn't see the light
法利赛人没有看到这个光
But the tax collector stand in front of the light
但是这个税吏他站在这个光的面前
The tax collector recognized the body of the Lord
这个税吏他是看清楚了主的身体
So first step, we need to recognize Jesus.
第一步，我们必须要能够认识主。
Then self-exam.
然后你才能够自我省察。
So Paul has pointed out the church, the Corinthian church, you do not recognize Jesus' body, and then you gather for the communion.
所以保罗就告诉哥林教会的人说，你们不能够分辨主，所以你们就开始聚会。
What kinds of meeting you have?
你这个聚会算是什么聚会呢
Then Paul said, that is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep.
因此在你们中间有好些软弱的，有患病的，死的也不少。
This is the judgment and discipline of God.
这就是神的这个
审判和管教。
管教。
Does God care about his own meeting?
神他对他自己的聚会关不关心呢？
Is it a serious matter?
这是不是很严重呢？
Because the church of Corinthians did not follow what God's teaching, then there is punishment.
所以因为哥林多教会人并没有完全遵守神的教导，所以他们中间就有问题，然后就有一些神的处罚。
So among you, God's punishment came, some became weak, some became sick, and some even died.
所以有些人就变成软弱的，有些人是生病的，有人甚至是睡着的。
But this is mercy.
这是一个神的，其实这是一个神的恩典。
God wants to call people back to him.
这是神要把这些人召回。
But if we judge ourselves, we will not come under judgment.
我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。
And then when we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world.
我们受审的时候乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
So there are three levels.
所以这有三层的不同的受审判。
Verse 31 is we ourselves judge ourselves.
第一个就是你自己先审判自己，分辨自己。
The second level, verse 32 said, we are judged by the Lord.
第二层的审判是被主所审判。
And the third is condemned with this world.
然后第三层就是被世人一同，同世人一同定罪。
Condemned pretty much the same as cursed.
定罪其实就是咒诅的意思。
So we need to recognize the body of the Lord.
所以我们必须要分辨出主
的身体。Then we can judge ourselves.
然后我们可以自我省察。
Then we would not be condemned.
然后我们就不会被审判。
How serious the communion?
所以主餐有没有有多严重呢？
So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for each other.
所以弟兄们，你们聚会吃的时候要彼此等待。
If anyone is hungry, he should eat at home, so that when you eat together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give further directions.
若有人饥饿，可以在家里先吃，免得你们聚会自己取罪。其余的事，我来的时候再安排。
So communion is a serious matter, right?
Yeah, 所以这样看来，主餐的确是一个蛮重要的事情，蛮严肃的事情。
So allow me to summarize.
我再跟大家再提醒一次。
Any meeting in His name, in Jesus' name, this meeting should do good, but not harm.
任何奉主的名召所聚会的，应该是要使人受益，不是遭损。
This is the fundamental principle.
最基本的原则。
And forbid any division and chaos.
然后呢，不能有任何的分门别类、结党混乱。
And we need to know all the meeting in His name always started originated from the revelation from the Lord.
任何奉主名开始的聚会都应该是从主领受的启示来的。
And all the meeting center and focus is our Lord.
所以任何聚会的它的中心点应该就是要纪念主。
In remembrance of the Lord, through His body and blood, we can remind us to remember Him.
经过他的身、他的血，我们来纪念主。
And all the meeting is to witness a testimony to manifest and proclaim the Lord's death until He comes.
所以任何的聚会都是一种宣告，都是一种见证，见证主的死，直到他再来。
And before the meeting, we need to prepare.
然后在这个聚会之前，我们必须要先有准备。
We need to eat or drink in a worthy manner.
按这个礼吃饼与杯。
So the very first step is recognizing the body of the Lord.
所以这个按礼吃饼跟喝这个杯，第一步就是要分辨主的身体。
How to recognize Jesus?
怎么样去认识主呢？
It's very simple.
很简单。
Read the Bible.
就是读经啦，看圣经啦。
The more you read, the more you will recognize Jesus.
你读圣经读的越多，你就越能够分辨主。
The more you spend reading Bible, the picture, the real picture of Jesus will become alive inside of you.
你读花的时间功夫上越多，然后主就会变成一个活化的一个活的东西在你心里。
You can recognize him just like that.
你可以就像这样就马上就认识，哦，这就是主。
And then after recognizing Jesus, then you examine yourself in your spirit.
所以当你认识主了以后，你可以在灵里面来检查自己，省察自己。
If you follow this, you do not have time to criticize people.
当你是照这个逐步去做的话，你是没有时间去看别人的。
You will see how many stuff God is not pleased from you.
你可以看到你里面有很多就是不是讨主喜欢的事情。
Let us pray.